This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
That voice, who is it?
I know that that's the voice of Max Riebel.
Oh, I think we've heard about him before.
And so welcome to the show, Max. That was a great version of Ave Maria.
Thank you.
Now we like to start off the show by having a bit of a chat about you, just in case people haven't heard about who Max Riebel is. What have you been? How did you get to where you are now, and how did you get into singing, basically?
Well, I've been singing since I was 11, professionally, and
professionally as well. Wow.
Yeah.
So that was probably maybe about five.
I had a little taste of amateur musical theatre before that,
right? Why professionally? You know, like, what were you doing?
I think 11? I got my first gig at the Town Hall with the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic.
Oh, wow!
And that was kind of big
and daunting, because you're a fairly shy person.
Yeah.
How do you get over that? You know, like, especially as the 11-year-old.
I didn't feel too nervous on stage. I feel pretty good generally.
Okay.
I can be sort of quite shy socially, but no, that was great. That was like 2,000 people, and that was a baptism of fire. But it worked. I got quite good feedback, and then went over to overseas and did all of that, and was in operas and things, and just sort of naturally progressed.
Right, and you've won quite a few awards. You know, like, you're being humble here, you know, because you cut very quickly to the chase. Then, you know, like, you've really blazed a trail for yourself, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I've done a lot of competitions and
you've won a lot.
I've won a few. Yeah, there was. I'm very keen to get back, actually, this year, middle of this year, to do some big international comps again and just try and win a few big ones. But
okay.
I've won just about all the ones in Australia, so...
Right. And, you know, like, because all of a sudden, you know, like, that was more on a classical music trail we're talking about. But then you've sort of diverted a bit, haven't you? And you've taken your voice on a journey. And why?
Yeah, I think it was to do with just having done so much classical and feeling like it was very serious the way you had to present everything, and very formal, which is terrific, but I just felt like I needed to relax and I needed to have a good time and present different kinds of music in a way that I liked and sort of control the play a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice that all of a sudden you're turning back to, you know, classical music. So you're heading overseas and you want to try out with a few of the big competitions over there?
Yeah, I'm going to go. It's kind of an excuse for a holiday now, because I used to go over thinking, you know, I'm going to win, and I'd do this massive preparation. And then I've just started thinking the past year or two, I'm much more relaxed. And, you know, any excuse, I'm going to go to Austria. Maybe I'm going to go to Prague or something, have a great time, and go and try and get in the finals of a big comp. That'd be huge.
Yeah.
And as for Australia this year, I'm pretty much booked other than June, July.
Right.
So, these competitions that you go into, Max, I suppose who goes into them? What are the results of these competitions? I mean, do you get exposure to people in the profession? You know, or what do you hope to get out of the competitions?
It's a good question. Like, it really depends on the jury. Like, I guess people want to get exposure out of it, in that, you know, if you're in a big international competition, you've got a dozen of supposedly the best people in the world, in the opera world, for example, watching you and saying, we're going to have you to our opera. The problem is, I'm a very difficult fit, because I'm a countertenor, so it's not a romantic voice, and it doesn't really fit into the big opera houses. So for us to win, we need to be really, really exceptional. So, but we can definitely get into finals and make great connections and hopefully some money, yeah.
And last year, you performed at the Melbourne Cabaret Festival.
Yeah.
And a lot of people saw you, like Rowan's website, you actually
did... Yeah, we featured Max last year with his Hard to Handle concert, so which was very well received.
Yeah, yeah.
And we chatted to you about it on this show. How did you find it?
The Cabaret Festival was amazing. Yeah, I loved it. It was so well done. And I think the gala we did with Dolly Diamond was great.
Yeah, because you were exposed to, because there's always a gala at cabaret festivals.
Yeah.
And it exposed you to all these people that I was there in the audience. And so many people turned to me and said, oh, my God, this voice coming out of that person. You know, like, you must get that a lot.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a completely new group of people, and I'm always surprised, because people love that music, you know. They really like, they like good singing, they like good music. It's just, I guess the classical world has put up a few walls and said, you know, it's for a very refined group of people, but anyone who hears it generally likes it. And it was so great to do it in that audience, because they were all riled up and having a great time and watching this cabaret. And then I came out and it was this contrast, and it seemed to, people seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah. And what you've been doing of late is you actually popular songs of today that you sing it in your style.
Yeah, I mean, they're not entirely contemporary. I shouldn't, you know, lead you down that path. They're like sort of 50s and 60s songs mainly, because I think the composers of those songs were influenced by the romantic composers before them. So they're actually really classical, and they're very melodic.
But Radiohead, you did Radiohead.
I did Radiohead, yeah. There's the odd one where it's just the most...
So you're a liar as well.
Yeah. I mean, well, when the composer's amazing, it doesn't matter. That's great. I just find that there's a lot of material in the mid sort of 20th century that's very melodic and very colourful, and it makes this lovely thread between what I'm doing from 300 years ago to now.
Yep.
But then there's Radiohead, and then there's composers like that who are timeless.
Yep. Well, absolutely. Yeah. Now, this is a special season at Chapel Off Chapel. The season is called... what's
summer
it called?
Sessions?
Yeah,
summer
that's
sessions?
It. Chapel.
That's right.
Chapel
Summer
Sessions. And you're one of a few artists that are performing at it.
Yeah. There's some big names there, I think, and I'm one of about a dozen in the lineup.
Right. Okay. And it's one night only that you're on.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's Saturday, next Saturday, the 16th of Feb.
That's right.
Right. It's
kicking off at 7:30.
Right. And the artwork's quite striking, and everyone sort of falls into the same artwork, doesn't it? It's and it looks good, and it looks contemporary, doesn't it?
Yeah. It looks very slick and well presented. Yeah.
And what sort of style are you doing in this concert?
It's quite similar. I would just call it a progression from Hard to Handle. It's quite a lot of fun, but it's got more of a focus on English composers like Henry Purcell, who is like the greatest composer, greatest English composer ever, who did a lot of these amazing pieces. He wrote a lot of great pieces that were like, he didn't like the opera that much, so he wrote a lot of pieces for theatre, and they're almost like musical theatre hits of the time, and they've got so much drama in them. And I'm kind of juxtaposing them with a bit of Dusty Springfield, a bit of Kate Bush, and that's not just because I like those artists, it's because they really fit in to that landscape.
Well, yeah, well, Kate Bush, you know, like, she's, you know, like, the way she uses her voice is a real instrument, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There were great artists in the 80s as well who did really original things using vibrato, using really strange, you know, because I think today's all about being a great singer and being polished and well produced, but there's different eras where they embraced people who had strange voices who kind of had unusual colours, and they're always my favourite artists. Yeah. It's not really the best and shiniest that I like.
How hard is it to find the music, you know, like, or is it just a real, you know, like a love of music that you actually go looking for these songs?
Oh, yeah. If I get a free day, I'd spend most of the day listening to especially B-sides and things that haven't been heard that often, and go searching. It's like kind of archival.
Yeah,
research,
and it is so exciting when all of a sudden you hear an artist that you've never heard of before. You know, I like going to somebody else's place and they play their music, and you know, like, go, oh, I don't know this artist, or wow, that's a great song by an artist I knew, but I've never heard that song.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always on the lookout for those things.
Yeah,
anyone's got good suggestions, I'm always open. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you should do a request show.
Yeah, I should.
People's request. Okay, so it's next Saturday night at Chapel Off Chapel. It's called Chapel Summer Sessions. Go and hear this remarkable man's voice. He's an incredible singer and just the nicest person. You're like, and you're quite shy, aren't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah,
you are.
I don't think you're going to ask a shy person that sort of question.
Yeah, of course they're going to say, "Oh, really?
No, I'm not."
No, I'm very brave.
Max, thank you so much for coming in, and all the best. And it sounds like it's going to be an amazing year for you.
Yeah, hope so. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Max. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.